Me speaking, how can I help you?
Hi. Yes, and I'm confused about whether or not you guys would cover home care provider for my daughter.
How old is she?
He's 18.
Yes, does she need help at home?
Yes, she's just recently diagnosed with autism, bipolar, schizophrenia. I think it's schizophrenia, yeah. I've been the only one taking care of her all this time, but she received Social Security.
Okay, and where do you guys live? Which county?
Delaware. I
Okay.
see. I hear you say that you don't take Medicare.
No, we do.
Which one would a person be receiving if they are on
Medicaid.
SSI?
Is
Medicaid
she
if
on
they're on
Medicaid?
SSI? I'm not sure. That's what I'm asking you. When you're on SSI and you don't have any other, we don't have insurance. I don't have any other insurance. We use Keystone First.
Yes, perfect. So she should be good.
You know what that is? You know
Yes,
what
of
that is?
course.
Is that Medicaid or Medicare?
Yes, Medicaid.
That's Medicaid when you're on Keystone First. Okay.
Yeah, so let me help you out with this. Give me just one second. Just a minute. So, what's your daughter's name?
Well, first I need to know about for first a few questions. Right
Sure,
now
go.
she's involved with OVR, occupational vocational rehabilitation, and they
Okay.
also gave me something with OIDD. Now there was something called a waiver.
Yes, the
Are you
waiver
familiar with
program.
that?
Yes, I am.
Now, how long does that take? I mean, I don't know if it's something that rolls over or we start the services before. How does the procedure go?
Is she on the waiver program or
Well,
not yet?
I'm assuming that when she become eligible for OVR and OIDD, that she gets on a waiver. I don't know how long it takes to get a waiver.
It shouldn't take long. So the thing is, I guess I can look her up through her name and date of birth, and I can tell you maybe she's already on the program and what she needs to do.
Mecca, MECCAH.
2.6.
MECCAH.
H, okay.
CCCAH.
Yes.
Clark without an A, CLARK.
CL
ARK.
ARK, and her date of birth.
425-07.
Okay. All right, give me one second. I'm gonna check.
Check it out for me, 'cause I'm just confused. She turned 18 in April, and
Oh,
she graduated
okay.
from high school, and it was just like I'm just left nothing else to do. So we enrolled in OVR. We became officially clients over the summer, and they still haven't really been doing too much with us. We did go to DCIU. We got a I was able to get a neuropsychological evaluation through OVR. I haven't even got the
Okay.
results back from that yet, but they told
Oh,
me
I
at the
see.
office that, basically what their findings were of 2 weeks afterwards, they told me. But I didn't get official paperwork on it yet, so I don't know what's OVR.
Right.
I think the psychiatrist told me that the paperwork really belonged to them. He was just giving me like a now you tell somebody like verbally what the session was about. But he said the paperwork really belongs to them because they pay for the session and they supposed to retrieve it from him and then go over it with me.
Okay, so let me check. One minute. What's your home address again?
1112 Irvin, Glenwood, PA 19061.
Irvin, you said?
Yes, ERVIN.
Irvin. Avenue? Irvin Avenue, Linwood, PA? Okay, perfect. And which county is that again?
Delaware.
Okay, thank you. Let me check. 1 minute. Delaware County. All right. Okay, is this the best number to reach you, or do you have another phone number?
This is the best number to reach me.
This is the best number to reach you. Okay, do you have another number just in case?
I don't even know who I'm speaking with. That's why I was really like a little adamant about not giving out information off of the internet.
So our agency's name is Family First, and we are a home care agency. So I'm happy to help you guys out.
You just get, I get skeptical. I don't be knowing if this is a
No, I
scam, you know, with the
understand. I
internet.
understand. No problem. So let me have my intake team give you a call. It'll be from Family First. I'm gonna have them call you very, very soon. And any questions you have, you can always give us a call back or call me back. Let me know. I'm happy to help.
Okay, because I just gave you a lot of information about my daughter, and what if I don't even use your services? Where would that information go?
Honestly, we wouldn't take it anywhere. There's nowhere, like we would just discharge it.
Okay. I'm just a little skeptical. You know, I'm not a computer
No,
lit
of
person, but
course,
I'll just
I
get on.
understand. I understand.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll be waiting for someone to call me back. It'll be from a 267 number, 458.
Yes, 267.
Okay. Okay, thank you so
Okay,
much.
of course, my pleasure. We'll be in
All
touch.
right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Be well.